The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Des Kelly is with us to answer tech questions. Thank you, Andrea. Let's talk about TikTok and the survival of TikTok at the hands of Donald Trump. I mean, 90 days of a reprieve and his expectation that it could be 50% owned by an American.
Yeah, this is, he's made a projection that this could be a $1 trillion company and it would be great for America to be involved in the conversation.
So I wasn't keen on TikTok at the beginning, but then I went on TikTok and I got a lot of the younger people supported me. That's why I like it now.
That's essentially the key message here. He didn't like it because he didn't get it. He then saw that people were sharing supportive content about him. And all of a sudden, plus a meeting with the CEO, he's had a change of heart. So they're now looking to see if a deal can be done to essentially have 50% ownership in the US as well as in China. It'll be interesting to see if that does materialize. It's also interesting to see what's happening on the other social platforms, because it had been anticipated
that they would go dark, and they did for a few hours.
For about 16 hours.
Late Saturday night and into Sunday. Then they started to light up again. And Instagram wanted to eat their lunch.
They absolutely did. And this isn't the first time that this has happened. We saw Instagram make the shift when Snapchat started to change. That's when they brought in their filters. When TikTok went dark, the CEO of Instagram took to his own Instagram and said that they were making changes. Some, I have to say, in the context of all the problems in the world, this isn't a big thing, but I hate. So they've changed the layout of your Instagram. So if you go to your own Instagram profile, you will see that they've made the posts now appear rectangular. They're pushing for more video content. Also, in keeping with that, they're now enabling users to post up to 3 minutes in terms of Reels, which is their version of TikTok videos. And it's funny to see, we saw all of the CEOs on the stage yesterday at the inauguration. We all saw them stand shoulder in shoulder. But the competition is still there to try and get those younger users. We do know that a lot of the key influential figures on TikTok had essentially signed off from the platform, started reposting a lot of their most popular videos onto Instagram to make that migration across. We also know that TikTok is more popular with younger users. So it'll be interesting to see if the potential reinstatement of this ban in 75 days or 90 days or whatever it ends up being pushes them towards Instagram, or perhaps another platform entirely could come out of the woodwork. Because we know, and this is obviously of keen interest here in Europe, a lot of what Donald Trump said yesterday about, you know, bringing jobs from American companies back to America, that is of key concern for technology companies. We know that the European headquarters of a lot of the big tech companies is here in Ireland. So will he put tariffs in place? Will he put rules in place? Will those workers have to go across back to America? What does that mean for jobs? Also, what does that mean for legislation, regulation?
A lot
and so
of the
on?
Companies, though, there is their European headquarters, the tech giants who are looking at EMEA, which is Europe and the Middle East
yes.
and so on. So it's not just, I mean, if they want a presence in Europe, that's why they're here.
It's boots on the ground. And as a businessman, you'd think that Donald Trump would understand the rationale there. But I do think one of the key things that I'll be watching over the next few months in particular is what happens with the rules, regulations and legislation that has been passed by the European Union. Things like the Digital Services Act, things like the EU AI Act, things that have already stuck in the craw of some of these big tech billionaires. What's going to happen in terms of the pushback? This is going to be a key test here in Ireland of things like...
Well, I was thinking of Musk and the AfD in Germany.
Yeah.
And the Germans uniquely have experience of fascism in their own country and how it went so badly wrong for that country.
Yeah.
And to have the likes of Musk, who's an extreme right winger, interfering in their politics, and given that Ursula von der Leyen is a German, you'd expect that they'd be hypersensitive to the likes of Musk interfering in their politics and might take action accordingly.
You would hope so. But again, it's been over a week now since he did that Twitter Spaces live. And he's been very vocal about politics in the UK and Germany. And I think this is a key point that people need to remember. There's going to be a lot of Trump fatigue over the next little while. It's going to be wall to wall, a lot of coverage, a lot of talk. It's not just about what he does in America. It's not just about what Elon Musk has done to get him elected. It's the fact that they are integrating and setting a tone for governments elsewhere around the world and the implications of that.
And we'll actually be talking about that on the programme tomorrow. Now, Jess, questions. I have several old Apple phones. I want to recycle them. How do I clear any personal info, banking, emails, etc., permanently from the phones? And where would Jess suggest I donate them? Maybe Jack and Jill Foundation? That's from Susan.
I'm not entirely sure that Jack and Jill is still accepting phones. I do think that there were changes made over the last number of years. In terms of resetting the phone, if you go to settings, firstly, make sure you've backed up anything that you want to back up. Then if you go to settings and at the top, there's a search bar. And if you search for factory reset, click on that. It'll say erase all content and settings. Tap on that. You'll have to put in the password or the code and it will completely get rid of everything. There are certain charities. I know that there are charities that work with children who have autism and would gratefully accept certain devices. You can also trade them in as well. And if none of those options are right for you, you can bring them to a Wii recycling facility.
I'm an avid photographer. I'm trying to decide between two new phones, the Samsung Galaxy 24 Pro and Google Pixel Pro 9, which I know you've reviewed. But specifically, I'm looking for a comparison between the two on good background blur and sharp photos. That's from Paula.
Well, interestingly, Samsung is going to launch their new flagship this week. So we'll have information on that over the coming days. But out of those two phones, I would go with the Pixel 9 Pro. I struggle to find a phone that has a better camera. Also better features for you to tweak your photographs. You can alter the depth perception. You can alter the background blur. And it is just like playing with Lego. It is so simple to do. And it also takes excellent photos just on point and shoot as well.
I've got Blink outdoor cameras, but some of them are over 50 meters from the house, too far to connect to Wi-Fi or the sync module. What would you recommend to rectify that?
So it depends on, there's a few different things you can do. It depends on where your modem is to give it connectivity. I don't know if you can move that or if you could look at perhaps getting one of the Tendinova Wi-Fi meshes to try and boost the signal to create a bit of a Venn diagram to get that signal across. Alternatively, your options are quite limited in terms of bringing, it gets tricky when you're trying to bring it outdoors unless there is, you know, a shed or some other unit where you could put a modem to try and boost the signal there.
Last August, while recovering from surgery, I got a message from a friend to send them on a code. You guessed it, my Facebook was hacked. Oh. I had every friend report the account from their account. I've written to Facebook. I've done everything I can to get my account returned to me. I've still received no support or feedback, and someone out there continues to use my account. I do have the email associated with the account, but is there anything I can do? At the very least, can I get the account shut down?
So there are supports in place. Now, I do know from listeners and friends who have tried, it can be quite time consuming to go through this process. The set procedures, which I'm sure you've gone through, is you click on the profile and then you report that it's somebody purporting to be you. As you said, your friends have done it. It's very frustrating. I don't have a magic wand, but if you want to drop me an email to techtalk@newstalk.com with your email address, the email address that the account is now associated with, I will get onto Meta for you.
I need to move from Huawei P30 Lite on Android 9. Are there any Android phones that make migration easy?
They all make migration easy now. This is one of the best things that's happened in recent years. Firstly, I'm very jealous that your P30 Lite is still working. That was one of the best phones in such a long time and it looked gorgeous. Now, when you set up an Android phone, the way it works is it'll ask you if you want to set it up as a new device or if you want to transfer data from an existing phone. If you hit transfer from an existing phone and literally just follow the steps on the screen. Once you have your password for your Gmail account, it is an absolute breeze. It'll take about 90 minutes to depending on how much stuff is on your phone, but it is not as stressful as it used to be.
And a last one, I have an old smartphone, but it won't turn on. How can I wipe it before recycling or donating?
If it won't turn on, there's not a whole host you can do. You can try and put, depending on the phone that it is, you could try and put it in safe mode by connecting it, put a cable in the bottom of the phone, plug it into a computer. And depending on the phone, if you press the power button and the volume down button, it might reboot in safe mode and it'll allow you to wipe it. If not, just bring it to a Wii recycling centre.
Jess Kelly, our tech correspondent, thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.